Assemblyman and Finance Chair Dan Henry kicked things off with a discussion about the public safety building bond. Skagway voters last fall approved a $12 million bond for a new facility, but they also voted down the idea of increasing summer sales tax to pay for the bond. Henry said Thursday the city may again consider raising the sales tax to pay for upcoming projects. Henry said one reason that ballot question may have failed was the sales tax increase would bring in more money than was needed to pay the bond.
The resistance factor, I think, was, as I just stated, a uncertainty of what that additional money is going to be doing.
So, he said, maybe the city should look at using that extra money for other projects, like the rec center expansion and pool. Manager Scott Hahn said having the two questions on the same ballot may have been confusing. He said without knowing for sure if the bond to construct the building would pass, some voters probably hesitated to support a sales tax increase.
If they knew that they were already going to have a facility, maybe they would have had a different opinion on the sales tax, because they wouldn't have wanted to have any chance that it could come out in property tax. But no one would know that because the votes on both questions were at the same time.
The assembly did not take any action. The public safety building project is moving forward with the bond approved by voters. There was also a lengthy discussion about the Gateway Port project at the meeting. It started with Henry trying to refute recent scuttlebutt he said distorted how the project is being funded. He says the state money, bonds, and grants for the project do not represent money that Skagway Municipality has to put toward it.
Somehow that's being communicated to the community as though it is the community's project. We are not paying for it. We aren't going to pay for it. We don't need to pay for it. There is a great deal of private money that certainly would be willing to participate in funding the facility. So as it's being represented that we would take on the burden of a 20, 40, $80 million project, it just doesn't have one shred of truth to it.
But Port Commission Chair Tim Borsey challenged Henry on that point during public comment.
I just want to be very clear with the Assembly and make sure that as long as we're, you know, dispelling myths and rumors, let's just lay this out straight, that we are definitely involved in port development. We have been and we will continue to be, and to say that we aren't paying for it is completely incorrect.
Borsey asked the Assembly to appropriate $10 million from the city's commercial vessel passenger tax reserves to the project. The CVP tax fund currently sits at $16 million. Borsey said that appropriation would signal a commitment by the municipality and help the commission go after more grant money and buy-in from private companies.
If this is the direction we want to go, then we can take that and go to the stakeholders and go, okay, this is our skin in the game. You're a stakeholder, you know, we want you to be a part of the project. What can you put into it? I can't walk into a room with a Budweiser napkin and draw out Gateway for people.
Borsey asked the Assembly to make that motion Thursday to include a line item in the proposed budget. But before that could happen, Assemblymember Gary Hansen said that motion would fail. With only four members present at the meeting, Hansen's opposition would have killed the motion. That frustrated some assembly members and Mayor Mark Schaefer. Here's how that exchange between Hansen, Schaefer, and Henry went down.
Okay. It's not going to pass. I'll tell you right now, make a motion.
That's marvelous. We can save it to the next meeting, Gary.
Go ahead.
We'll walk over you. That's the way you want to play.
That's the way I want to play. I'm not going to commit city money.
It's not the city's money.
The $10 million he's asking for is city money. It's in our bank.
It's
in
the
our
CPV.
Bank.
I don't care. It's in our bank. It's our money.
Oh, God. This is like when Garrett...
Assemblymember Steve Burnham made another point. There is no project, nothing to spend money on, if the lease with White Pass isn't approved by the company, by the assembly, and most importantly, by the voters. Schaefer said a final lease could come before the assembly at its June 4th meeting. Mayor Schaefer said a special meeting for this Thursday after the Board of Equalization to discuss the Gateway priorities from the Port Commission and whether to allocate any funds to it. That meeting is set for 5:30 on Thursday in Assembly Chambers. Reporting from Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.